Grafen Heineken, Ferropolis. During one of the trips to the cavernous remains of the open-cast mine in Gulper Nord, we were surprised by the sight of a trabby heading towards us at an unusually fast speed. The car screeched to a halt right in front of us, and two men got out. One of them was wearing a broad-rimmed cowboy hat and carrying a revolver. I went up to the two and remarked, "Hey, fantastic machines, these excavators." The cowboy stammered, "Hang on there. What are you doing here? It's not allowed, wandering around the site. They're going to be sent for scrap. I drove one of these machines here for 5 years on the trot." Pity, really, if you think about it a bit. You could make a cafe out of them, or a viewing platform. Ah, anyway, that's just crazy. This was the episode, as it has been handed down, that led to the decisive phase of the creation of Ferropolis, City of Iron, in 1991. The actors in the scene were an architect by the name of Rainer Weisbach from the Bauhaus in Dessau. He was one of the first persons to breathe life into the idea of Ferropolis. And the other person was a retired miner, excavator driver and site watchman by the name of Harald Harnisch. They both shared the same vision: to turn a cemetery of iron dinosaurs into a place buzzing with life. Yes, indeed. Nowadays, the gigantic brown coal excavators and multi-bucket system vehicles stand around like monstrous representatives of a long-extinct species. Mad Max, Big Wheel, Gemini, Medusa, and Mosquito. They seem almost as exotic as the skeleton of a 120,000-year-old elephant that was uncovered in the neighbourhood in 1987 by an excavator driver, the cast of which can now be seen in the old power station. Its habitat was the canyons, the high plains, the deserts, and the ridges of the old open-cast mine at Gulper Nord. For decades, the desolate wasteland of the brown coal mine remained an unknown, unreal world for outsiders. But this slowly began to change with Bertram Weisshaar's guided walks through the craters of the pit. He too is one of the pioneers of Ferropolis, and is just as exotic a creature as the collection of giant excavators. For his profession, doing research into walks and walkers, is probably as alien to most people as the lunar landscape of an open-cast brown coal mine. And yet he knows every inch of this lunar landscape like the back of his hand. Today, the old pit has been flooded by the Gremina Lake, thereby turning Ferropolis into a peninsula. Harald Harnisch, the brown coal veteran in the cowboy outfit, now works as a guide. And Mad Max, Big Wheel and Co. are increasingly providing an atmospheric setting for wild parties and open-air concerts. When there are no major events, the location has a surprisingly cosy feel. On the other side of the lake, behind groups of young sea rushes, lies the small town of Grafen Heineken, the hometown of the famous Baroque poet Paul Gerhardt. "Go forth, my heart, and seek out joy," he wrote in the mid-17th century, thereby creating one of the most beautiful nature poems in the German language. In 2007, on the occasion of his 400th birthday, his songs of praise rang out once again in Ferropolis, against a background of 7,000 tons of accumulated industrial history. Even that has its place in the town of iron.